Part two now of our interview with Lebanese businesswoman Lara Tarakjian. Back in the late 90s, she and her brother Oscar sold everything they owned. They wanted to open a laser hair removal clinic, which they did in Beirut. Today, Silcor boasts almost 20 clinics around the Middle East, including here in the UAE. There's further expansion planned in the region and also into Europe. The Silcor story is unique in that it's such a model of entrepreneurial success that back in 2009, Stanford Business School made it a case study for its MBA course. Richard sat down with Lara Tarakjian during a recent visit to Dubai to find out more.
And Saudi Arabia, hopefully later on this year, it's a huge market.
Yeah.
But it does have its idiosyncrasies, shall we say, Saudi Arabia, doesn't it? What are the opportunities and also the challenges in Saudi?
I think Saudi is full of opportunities because, again, you have lots of Saudi people. You know, they fly from Saudi either to Qatar, our location in Qatar, or they literally come to Lebanon to do the treatments. So they know the brand very, very well. And they've asked us over and over and over to come to Saudi. So they trust the brand. They love the brand. They just come, you know, they just come and visit us. So it's lots of opportunities. I think the fact that we're Lebanese, you know, we're trendsetters somehow in the GCC. We speak Arabic. Most of our staff, they're Lebanese, so at least the key staff, they're Lebanese, so they communicate in Arabic. So lots of opportunities. The biggest challenges are probably just like, you know, even in the UAE or in the entire GCC or in any country where you are still new, are the, you know, the licensing issues. So it's very bureaucratic. It takes a lot of time. You don't know who, it's very big, you know. Saudi is very, very big. It's like, that's why we're aiming on opening 10 locations at one shot in Saudi. So this whole, it's a very big project. We were not ready. We didn't penetrate the Saudi market before. We felt that, you know, we have a very solid infrastructure in terms of, you know, the headquarters and the operations.
So opening 10 at one go requires a lot of resources. You say the banks are coming to you now, not the other way around, but
yes.
Still, perhaps you need a bit more financial firepower. Are you thinking about things like partnerships? Are you thinking about maybe getting some private equity investment? Because again, that's in play now.
Well, yeah, everybody asks us the same questions. We don't like to, you know, Silcor for us is not like, you know, just running a simple business. I don't know, maybe because we were entrepreneurs or we were very young or I don't know what it is. But I don't think we will go for a partnership or even private equity. You know, it will just be just get the loan from the bank and just do it this way. So, but seriously, because now we're working in different countries. So different countries means different banks in different countries. So this is the way I don't know if we're going to change our minds. I don't think so.
And then perhaps most excitingly of all, Europe is very much on your radar, isn't it? We're so used to European brands, European beauty brands coming to the Middle East. We're not so used to seeing Middle East Arab beauty brands going to Europe, but that's exactly what you want to do now.
Yes, we had plans for North Africa, but with the Arab Spring, so we've decided to shift the plans. I mean, the plans, the strategy of opening in, you know, most of the North African countries is still there. But we're waiting, just like everybody, to see what's going to happen, and then we'll see if we move in or not. London is going to be a big challenge for us because it's kind of like Europe. It's kind of like, I mean, Dubai. So Dubai was the window to open. It was the window to be able to go into the entire Arab market. So London, we're working on a very strategic location in Europe, and to see if how we're going. I mean, this location is going to help us very well to be able to penetrate the entire European market. Challenges are very big. In terms of taxes, in terms of locations, in terms of brand equity, we know that people know the brand, but then again, it's not like, you know, the Arab world. So they ask you, who are you? Where you come from?
It is in summer, but those are your 2 months a year when parts of London are very much like the Arab world. So I'm sure you'll have no shortage of your loyal customers turning up in July and August, but
yeah,
perhaps outside of that, it could be a challenge.
Yeah, exactly. But we're trying to find a location where you have, you know, you have the fans of the brand, which are, let's say, the Lebanese or the Arab people, or some, you know, Lebanese are very, they're everywhere. So you can rely on them. Yeah, they're everywhere. You can rely on them. And they do create a lot of traffic. And we're very proud of that because we're somehow, you know, ambassadors of Lebanon and trying to tell everybody that we can do something else than what you see regularly on TV and in the news about Lebanon. So we are working very well on Europe. It's a completely different way of working. Even the location of the steel car will be different. The design will be different. The services will be different. The staff will be different. So it's a totally new concept for steel car.
Fine. So that's geography. Steel car on the moon in 2018. Well. We look forward to that. But joking apart, how about expanding in other ways? How about expanding into new areas? Your, in layman's terms, beauty salons, laser treatment salons. Is there somewhere else you can take this brand? Are we going to be having Silcar products in our bathrooms at home sometime soon? Silcar the movie, I don't know. Where do you take this brand?
The Silcar products is a plan. You know, we've been thinking about it for quite a long time. But we've been seeing around that most of the brands, most of the centers or beauty salons that own their brands are not doing so well. So we've done our market study. Most of them, if maybe I could even say that all of them, they're not doing well.
Why is that?
I don't know. You know, sometimes I don't want to give just answers just to give an answer, but I don't know. I simply don't know. I don't know if people trust the brand very well in terms of services, etc. They don't know what's in the product, blah, blah, you know. That's why we don't know whether we want to do it on our own or get affiliation with a very famous laboratory, because we've been, again, approached by very famous French laboratories so that they can, you know, do the products for Silcar. But this takes a lot of time and a lot of studies. We just don't want to launch something for the sake of launching it.
Just putting the Silcar brand on a generic product.
Exactly. We don't want to do that. And, I mean, you know, now that we have like 18 locations, it will be very easy to launch the product because then only your locations will be fine to sell. But it's a very delicate project, and we don't know if we want to venture in it yet.
What about Silcar for people like me, men? Male beauty is a growing industry.
It's a very growing industry. We love our men customers. They're approximately 30%. Of our clientele, our men clientele. When we started, they were just probably 5 to 7% only, and now the number has increased to 30%. They're very loyal. They don't shop around, and they're getting great results. So
and this is what, hair removal or
all the services, you know, because we have so many. I mean, we're very popular with the laser hair removal because this is how we started it, the whole business. But then we have other laser treatments such as the fractional CO2, laser tattoo removal. We have medical aesthetic services done with dermatologists such as Botox, fillers, etc. We have facial treatments and we have slimming treatments. So men are interested, you know, all the services that we have, men can do them. But we have selected some specific services only for men, and they seem to be enjoying it very much. So the number of men is increasing a lot.
A couple of final questions. What keeps you awake at night?
So far, nothing. You know, I think I stayed awake a lot at night in the past, that especially when we started. And, you know, especially when I told you, you know, during the war, etc., we had debts. And, you know, it's not a joke. Big amounts. You're talking hundreds and thousands and millions. So I think, you know, I've stayed enough awake for a very long time in my early 20s that I'm trying to get some sleep nowadays.
So expanding but being conscious not to overextend yourselves.
We are. This is what we, today the plan that we have are definitely, you know, to expand Silcar, to get Silcar in all the areas, any region in the world, you know, that could be a plan for us. And to see definitely, I mean, that's on the side, is to start giving back to community. Because a lot of people, they trusted us, they helped us, they supported us. So, and we've started giving back to community and to see what we can do to support people and to help people and to inspire mostly a lot of entrepreneurs. Because I believe that entrepreneurs can make a country, you know, stand up again on its feet very easily because they have the heart. And when you have a heart in a company, any company can go to the moon.